hey, let's scam Lawrence. Lawrence discontinued a phone service and had a dispute over some outstanding calls and bills, and we're going to call and mess with his mind.
Yeah, there's a lot of money he still owes.
Hello?
Lawrence, this is Steve Phillips with... How are you this morning?
Oh, pretty good.
I'm sorry to bother you. You had service with us a little while back.
All right.
And I know there was a bit of a dispute over some billing.
The last bill that came out had another additional charge on there for a phone that I wasn't using.
Oh. And have you paid that?
Well, she gave me a credit for it. So she said when the next bill comes out, I should see the credit.
Actually, we do have some further charges that have come due.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
I had two phones. One of them my wife used, and the other one I used. And I lost it. But I was still being billed 3 months later.
Right.
Because it was supposed to have been disconnected. She just gave me credit for it, so I didn't have to make a payment.
Well, even though you misplaced a phone, you still are responsible for it, as you know.
Not when I called up and told him to turn the service off. But all he did, he just shut it off so that if somebody found the phone, they couldn't use it.
What happens, a lot of times people make a lot of calls and they realize, oh my gosh, I'm going to have a huge bill. I know, I'll just call pretend I lost it.
No.
Well.
No. And if you look at my bill has been as high as $1,000 or $1,500, and you still got paid. So that doesn't even play into this.
Well, we have some late charges that we now have to add because it's taking so long to pay it off. We have
what off? Take it so long to pay what off?
We have an additional $79.74 in late fees and interest that I'm going to have to add on to this if we can't get it cleared up.
Are we still talking about the same Lawrence? Because my payments are made every month on time. I've never been late on a payment.
Well,
except for that one that I had out in Austin.
Except that one.
Yeah, and then she charged up $1,000 or $1,500 or something like that, and I wound up paying that off because I couldn't get her or get the phone back.
You got your new phone, you switched companies, and you thought you skated away. But
back up. What are you talking about?
You've got a little mess to clean up here.
What are you talking about? I switched phones and thought I got away. What are you talking about?
Maybe you shouldn't have a cell phone. It sounds like you don't know how to use it.
I'll say, okay, cool. I got you.
What?
Thank you very much.
What do you got? What's up? Hello.
Right. Hello?
Hey, Larry?
Yes?
We have a new phone design I'd like to try out on you. It doesn't go in your ear. You know where it goes?
All right, who is this?
Let's just say when you make phone calls from now on with this new phone, you're going to have to bend over to dial.
Are you having a birthday?
Yeah, I've got one coming up.
Do you know Maria, Mike, Jason, and Emily?
Yeah.
They wanted Dean and Raj to call you and do the birthday scam on you.
Okay. They haven't made it in yet.
I want to hear you fire them when they come in.
Good idea.